swing and a ball bounced in towards the shortstop, Mitchell, who throws it over to first, and he gets Carlson, but the runners advance to second and third. Two down, so if James Bornick, who already had a base hit his first time up, can find a way to get a hit, he'll surely send the third run home. Bornick had the base hit into right field. So the DH and the left-hander. So lefty on lefty once more. So at second is Gallison. At third is Broussard. Two gone. And Bornick flies this away left field and out of play. 0-1. Astros have a chance to add to this lead here. No balls, a strike. 0-1 is the count. Looking in is Brunstetter with the ball in his glove. He turns, and the 0-1 at Bornick just flies this away right side, but it hits the umpire on the first base side. Got hit in the knee there. Looks to be okay. 0-2, so always a scary sight there, especially when anybody gets hit by a ball, but umpire, he seems to be tough, and he'll be all right. Game goes on. No two count. Two down, so one strike away from Brunstetter to record his fourth strikeout and get out of this inning, but Wisconsin Rapids have a chance here. Gallison at second. At third is Broussard. Brunstetter turns here on Bornick in the 0-2, and Bornick flies this away left field and near the stands. So James Bornick staying alive. Brunstetter up to 62 pitches, only in a two-thirds of an inning. Nobody seems to be warming up for Wausau. Two down, the 0-2, and Bornick, does he miss low? And no, it looks just barely that he was able to foul that. At first base is Bob Galetta, and at third base is Brian Dyer. Two down, 0-2 is the count. The 0-2, swing from Bornick, and a ground ball over to Boos as fields it in the throw to first, and he gets him. So Boos gets him, and no run score. We head to the bottom of the third, 2-0, Rafters in front.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
So bottom of the third, Will Haberstock, who appeared for the Rafters back in 2021 where he had five games, but he's only appeared in two games, three innings of work, three hits, but five strikeouts. A junior from Florida Gulf Coast University and the native of Roswell, Georgia. So Haberstock, the right-hander. Paulson's day is done. Paulson, for him, he went two innings, 28 pitches, two hits, a walk, and three strikeouts. So Will Haberstock will take over for Wisconsin Rapids. So it's his turn, and, you know, I tell you, already two hits for Wausau. They had runners at the corners, but Paulson had excellent work. So this brings up Jacob Boos. So Boos, it's his turn to step in. The nine-hole batter has no hits on three at-bats. So Boos out of UW Stevens Point from Littleton, Colorado. And he'll see a ball 1-0. So Jacob Boos played for the Woodchucks back in 2022. So also a teammate of Paulson's, but it's Haberstock who goes in with this ball 2-0. So 2-0 count, bottom of the order with Boos, who made that assist to end the top half of the third. The 2-0 and a ball three way inside. Boos backing away. So Boos has drawn a walk. Top of the order, Dwight Allen on deck. And the 3-0. And there's a strike from Haberstock. Looking to just get back in this count, 3-1. So three balls, one strike. The count runs at 3-1. Haberstock, the 3-1. And there's a strike once more, 3-2. So after three straight balls, comes in two straight strikes. And now the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. A full count delivery here for Haberstock. His first batter he'll face in the payoff. Way inside for ball four. Boos, he'll get walked, put himself on first. And top of the order with Dwight Allen, who also walked his first time up at the plate. He got thrown out at second. So Dwight Allen, the Georgia Bulldog, who has been walked five times, has had two stolen bases on his third attempt. He was thrown out. So here comes Haberstock. First delivery low of the zone, 4-1. 1-0. So Dwight Allen. Here we'll look in on Haberstock. And there comes a strike as he sees his first strike of the day. Four straight balls the first time up, and then now the count runs at one apiece. At first is Boos. The count runs a ball and a strike. Two hits so far for the Woodchucks, the 1-1, and just can't find the strike zone low on a fastball, 2-1. So two balls a strike here. Will Haberstock, the second pitcher out of the bullpen for the Rafters. Nine pitches now. The 2-1 and a swing and a fly ball into Gallison into left. Halfway between first and second was Boos. He'll treat back to first. So Allen flies out to left. Drew Berkland, who also flew out to left his first time up, he'll step in. So the right fielder, Drew Berkland, batting a .287, 29 RBIs. Five home runs for the right fielder. So Berkland, the Minnesota Golden Gopher, he'll see a ball, 1-0. One gone. You have Boos, the second baseman, who drew a walk. Allen flew out to left. Haberstock goes to work. And then it's an out, a strike this time, 1-1. A ball, a strike, one down. Wausau losers of six straight. Not trying to go make it seven straight. They have some work to do. And the 1-1 and a swing and a ground ball over to Gotti at third. The throw to Johnson at second to first. And he gets him. An excellent double play there. A 5-4-3 double play. The Raptors get out of the inning. We head to the top of the fourth. They're in front 2-0. We'll step aside.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the fourth inning, 2-0, Rafters in front. So David Smigelski, 0-1. Popped out to first his first time up. So, coming set and serving is Brunstetter. So, Brunstetter, three innings, 65 pitches, has allowed four hits, two runs, four walks, but has thrown three strikeouts. So, down in this count, 1-0. And the second delivery on Smigelski and fouls at left side, 1-1. So, David Smigelski, the third catcher on this roster, and a LaGrange College product, plays in the same division as Carlson does in Piedmont College, down in the Division III level in Georgia. The 1-1 from Brunstetter, foul to right side, 1-2. So a ball, two strikes. The count runs at 1-2. Brunstetter looking for his fourth strikeout, and he'll serve low and a ball, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Brunstetter, 68 pitches now. There is a pitcher warming up in the bullpen for the Woodchucks. A 2-2 bounces low up on a breaking ball. The count runs full, 3-2. The 2-2. And a base hit up the middle, past second base, in the center field. And David Smigelski there with a hit, leads off with a single. So Rafters up to five hits now. And we return to the top of the order. Ty Johnson, who was walked and also popped out to the shortstop. So Johnson, one of two Rafters to cross home plate. Lordoy walked, which was an RBI to bring Johnson home. So that's how he got home. So Johnson, the left-hander, so lefty on lefty, Brunstetter. And Johnson shows bunt, pulls away for a strike. And it looks like no balls, a strike. 0-1 count. So umpire did not call because they're possibly saying that it hit Johnson there when he showed bunt. Woodchuck fans disagreeing with that. He felt it hit him, which would indicate he was out. But apparently that was not the case. So Smigelski at first. Brunstetter looks in now. And the 0-1. And Johnson showing bunt, puts it down. But it comes in for a ball, 1-1. So ball is strike. And he'll show bunt. And that bunts, that goes perfectly. Bounces over towards... Losing the ball there was Brunstetter. Goes in and out of his glove. Rolls in the left, right field. And an error from Johnson. And there you go. So you had a miscommunication coming out to field. That was Brunstetter. He was bobbling the ball as he was running the first, and then it just kind of went out of his glove into right field. That advanced the runners to second and third. So the Raptors in prime scoring position here. Two in scoring position. Nobody down. So an error once again from the Woodchucks. Jorge Degatti now, who's one for one. Coming set and serving, and Degatti grounds this out left field side. So that was a wild sequence. It was a perfectly bounced bunt on the right field side. Brunstetter went after it, bobbling the ball as he was trying to run to first. Lost it. It rolled out of his glove into right field. And the runners advance to second and third. So no balls, a strike. And the 0-1. And Degatti misses 0-2. So an error from the pitcher, but nonetheless it was a single. So a base hit error. The 0-2. And Degatti lines this into right field. Walking home is Smigelski. Johnson will get to third. Degatti with another RBI. That's his 14th of the season. And the Rafters add to their lead. They're up 3-0. So an RBI single for Jorge Degatti. Johnson to third. Smigelski walks home. And Brendan Bobo is due up. So now Ross Davis, the pitching coach. He's coming out of the dugout, and I'll tell you, I mean, this is big for Wisconsin Rapids. Already have added to their lead. And it looks to be a new pitcher for the Woodchucks. And I'll tell you, I mean, Degatti just time and time again just comes up big when you need him. There's a reason why he leads his team in batting average. So it looks to be Brock Turkington. Six games appeared in. So the new pitcher from Baraboo, Wisconsin. Out of Ripon College. 12 innings of work, four hits, four runs allowed. Nine innings of work is allowed. 12 hits, four runs, and nine strikeouts. So a 4.0 ERA. Hasn't appeared against the Rafters yet. His last game was July the 22nd against Kokomo. So Brock Turkington, the right-hander, here will leave Brunstetter, who's gone three innings, 76 pitches, has allowed seven hits, three runs, four walks, and three strikeouts. So Turkington now will sit in, but runners at first and third. Remind you, they're only playing seven innings. So Raptors already up to seven hits. They could sweep this series here on this doubleheader. So Brock Turkington warming up right now. But Jorge Degatti gets the third run. It was a base hit into right field. So I'll tell you, I mean, this team right now starting to feel a lot better. And they've won five of their past six. This would make it six of their past seven. And when it was a time this season, they were 7-5. And they started off 7-5, decent start. They lost five straight. Made it 7-10. And they were struggling, trying to find their identity. The guys come in and out. But after that five-game losing streak, they followed up with a three-game winning streak. And then the All-Star break hit. And then they got the two games rained out. So then from there, they were struggling. They're like, okay, you know, we haven't played a full game yet. We're trying to get back to... We've had good momentum before the All-Star break. Saturday hits, and they get absolutely cleaned out by Green Bay. And then they just completely turn it around yesterday, and a quick turnaround was what they needed. 1-9-1, and then today just shutting out Wausau 5-0 in the first game. And now here in the second game, up 3-0. Runners at first and third, Bobo. And now he'll see on a fastball low, 1-0. So Bobo walked and grounded out to second. Degatti at first. At third is Johnson. The 1-0 from Turkington. And Bobo hits a high fly ball in the left field. And it goes out of play. 1-1. So a ball and a strike. Brock Turkington. Just looking to clean this up. Raptors up to seven hits. An early 2-0 lead for them. So an early 2-0 lead, and now they can build on it here in the fourth. They've already gotten a run, and the 1-1 from Turkington. Bobo misses it. but just fouled off the top side of the bat, 1-2. So ball two strikes. You know, last game was, you know, when you look at it, it was really just two innings for the Raptors. Four runs in the sixth and a run in the seventh. It was zeros across the board for both teams other than those two. But Bobo had that grand slam. So runners at the corners, the 1-2 to Bobo, and there is strike three. He sees it looking on a breaking ball that paints the zone on the left edge. So that already is put one out and strikeout one for Brock Turkington. Orlando Lordoy, an RBI walk and struck out swinging. Lordoy. Out of Benedictine University at Mesa. One gone. And Lordoy will fly this foul left side into the netting, 0-1. So Brock Turkington up to five pitches. Struck out Bobo. Lordoy down in this count, 0-1. The 0-1, and once more does the exact same result. Flies it into the left field netting, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one down. And setting in and throwing low. And for ball 1-2. So ball two strikes. One down. Turkington the 1-2. And Lordoy a liner into the glove of the third baseman. Jimenez throws it to second and throw back to first for a double play. Jimenez to Booz to Baker. And so a 5-4-3 double play, a heads-up play from the Woodchucks. They give up a run. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Raptors in front 3-0.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need. For the most effective solutions for relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids, contact WROInstitute.com or call 424-8255.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
To the bottom of the fourth, bottom of the fourth inning, Raptors in front 3-0. They get a run in the top half of this inning, as it was an RBI single from Jorge Degatti. So that's big, and now Raptors up three runs. So, but Wausau ends that inning on a 5-4-3 double play. It was Jimenez to Booz to Baker. Haverstock will work in this time on a ball 1-1. So a ball and a strike. Seven hits for the Raptors in comparison to the Woodchucks two. So Haberstock will go to work, and there's a strike this time, 1-2. Wausau looking to end a six-game losing streak. They lose, it's already been their longest of the season. If they lose again in this game, it would be number seven. The 1-2 Just can't find the strike zone in a 2-2 count here for Will Haberstock. He's gotten 17 pitches and has walked a batter with an inning as well. The 2-2, and Brigham in swings at it and misses low. There's Haberstock, his first strikeout. So Jake Baker with a double, his first time up at the plate. He got to third, but he could not get home. That might have been the defensive sequence there of the game. There was runners at first and third. There was nobody out. Rafters got three straight outs. It was two strikeouts from Paulson, and then Blackwell grounded out to third. So one gone. And Baker will see a ball in the dirt, 1-0. So Jake Baker has really swung the bat a lot better. Had two hits last game, a double, and then a double this game. One down. The 1-0 to Baker, and a check swing inside for a ball 2-0. 2-0 count with one down. Two balls, no strikes. One out. The 2-0 up above the zone. And a ball 3-0. So 3-0 count. One out. The 3-0, and Baker skies it into the infield. Degatti looks to track it down. The ball comes right to him, and he makes the grab. So Jorge Degatti on top of it. A pop out from Baker. Rafters one away. So Christian Mitchell now is due up and hits a hard fly ball into right field, and a diving Bobo can't get there. Christian Mitchell on his way to second. He'll stop there now. And Mitchell with a two-out double. So Bobo dives after it, leaps out. Great effort from the right fielder, but Christian Mitchell, his second hit of the day. So he's 2-for-2. So Bobo just couldn't make that grab. Good effort. And now this brings up Jimenez, Andrew Jimenez out of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. A 176 batter. It's the first hit Haberstock has given up. Bounces in the dirt. It goes over the head of Smigalski, getting to third with ease. So a wild pitch. And Mitchell now to third. And perhaps with two outs, 90 feet away is the first run for Wausau. So Wausau still looking for that first run of this day. And there's a strike, 1-1. A ball and a strike, two gone. Haberstock will look in. And the 1-1, and there's a strike. Once again, he gets him, 1-2. Wausau up to three hits. Bottom four, two down, and the 1-2 from Haberstock. Outside of the zone on the right edge, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Andrew Jimenez, Trent Venez on deck. And missing low there in for a ball, 3-2. So a full count. With two down, the 3-2, swing and a miss. Going down is Jimenez. Haberstock gets out of the inning. No run score for the Woodchucks. Rafters in front, 3-0. We'll be back here as we head to the top of the fifth here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the fifth inning. Remind you, seven innings here for the second game. Rafters just need to hold this out. Garrett Broussard is one for one with an RBI. Broussard had that sac fly RBI and also had a base hit. So, stepping in now, and he'll see a strike, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. And he'll see this time at a ball, 1-1. So Broussard has really come on here, and a guy that at Utah Valley and San Juan Capistrano. The 1-1 home, and a swing and a high fly ball into right field, chasing after it and dropping in between Berklin and Boos. So Broussard with a base hit. So Jacob Boos just wasn't able to see that ball go down, and Drew Berklin as well. He just couldn't see that ball drop in his glove. A perfectly placed ball from Broussard. His second hit, and Anthony Gallison now. Callison 1-for-2, struck out swinging, also had a base hit. And working in is Turkington, and it's a ball, 1-0. So one out count, Broussard at first. Rafters looking to sweep this series. And the 1-0 up above the strike zone, and once again. 2-0 count. Turkington. There's a strike, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Broussard at first. Brock Turkington, 14 pitches. And on his way now to second is Broussard. We'll have to retreat back as that ball was fouled. And the count runs 2-2. So Broussard was looking to seal that play, and he jumped it right. It's just Gallison fouled off. Gallison a base hit last time up. Count runs it to a piece. Turkington will look in. He'll step high, wind, the 2-2, and a swing and a bouncer towards a charging Jimenez, fields it up and can't throw it over to first. And it was too late as Gallison gets there. So Anthony Gallison there with a hit. And Wisconsin Rapids up to 9 hits. So back-to-back hits with no outs. Rafters threatening here once again. Kyle Carlson is 0-for-2 with a strikeout. Gallison to first, Broussard to second. Turkington a first pitch strike at a fastball down the plate. 0-1. So Carlson struck out looking and grounded out to short. Here comes Turkington. Turns and serves. And a perfectly put bunt on the third base line. Charging in is Jimenez. The throw to first on a bounce and didn't get him. Did not get him. So here we go once more. So that was a hit from Carlson. Bunts it on the third base line and gets a single to first. So back-to-back-to-back hits. Bases loaded. James Bornick with no outs. Raptors can really blow this game wide open. Bornick 1-for-2 with a base hit and a ground out to second. Broussard at third, Gallison at second, and a swing and a hard hit ground ball over towards Boos at second. The throw to Mitchell, back to second, and the throw to first for a double play, but it doesn't matter. There was only one out, so Broussard will get home. And so a RBI ground out from Bornick. RBI ground out that results in a 4-6-3 double play, but still another run for the Raptors, an all-important run. Up 4-0 now. Back-to-back innings with at least a run. And Turkington turns, and James Bornick gets thrown out there. David Smigalski, bottom of the order, a 1-0. But Bornick did his job there. It was a sharply hit ground ball over to Boos. And there is the second pitch at a breaking ball, 2-0. 2-0 count. With two down. A 2-0 from Turkington. And a wild pitch that goes behind Blackwell. Charging home is Gallison. And the Raptors add to their lead up 5-0. So Wisconsin Rapids, the exact score this was in game number one. They've emulated it here in game two. 5-0.
For the visitors.
Two gone. The 3-0 from Turkington down in the dirt, and Smigalski will walk. Raptors, unbelievable display here in both games. On both sides of the ball. 5-0. Turkington will set in turn. And he'll go on Johnson, who's 1-for-2 with a run. He's walked as well. Two gone. The 1-0 from Turkington. And there's a curveball. It paints the zone 1-1. A ball and a strike. One away. Turkington turns the 1-1. And there's a curveball low again. 2-1. So two balls, a strike. Two down. At first is Smigalski. A 2-1 from Turkington. Just can't work a strike in. And 3-1. So three balls a strike. Here on Johnson. He's already drawn a walk. The 3-1 from Turkington. Down low for ball four. Sweeps the dirt. And Ty Johnson walked once more. Runners at first and second. Jorge Degani is due up. But Ross Davis, pitching coach, coming out of his dugout. From Turkington, 1 2/3 inning of work, 28 pitches, has given up 3 hits, 2 runs. So Turkington, it doesn't seem like his day is done quite yet. There is a pitcher warming up in the bullpen for the Woodchucks. So 2 down. So you have around the Great Lakes West right now, Lakeshore in extra innings against Madison. They're up 6-4. So they are down 4-3 heading into the ninth. And then in the top of the ninth, a 0-0 ball game down at Herb Acre Field. So Lakeshore, they can give Madison their third straight loss. Lakeshore would get their third straight win, pending the result holds. And the Chinooks would you know, get back to trying to make a playoff push, Madison would go to 14-12, and a pitch that goes behind Blackwell. And a 1-0 count, two down. At first stands Johnson. At second, it's Smigelski. One away, the 1-0 from Turkington. And just can't work in a strike there. High in the zone, 2-0. So 2-0 count. We'll see how long Wausau goes. And the 2-0 and a swing and a bouncer over towards the second baseman, Boos, and underhands it to Mitchell for the third out. So we head to the bottom of the fifth. Raptors, two runs. They lead 5-0. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
We return bottom of the fifth, a 5-0 lead, the exact score it was in game one. Raptors have done it once again here in game two. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR on this Monday night in Wausau. Raptors have out-hit the Woodchucks 10-3, so Haberstock back on the mound. He'll face Trent Van Ness, who struck out swinging his first time up. Can Wisconsin Rapids shut out Wausau for the second game? So bottom five, and a swing and a high fly ball into right field. Bobo under it, and reaches out, extends his arm, and makes the grab. So Van Ness flies out to right as Ryan Blackwell grounded out to third. That was to end the inning when the runners were on first and third for the Woodchucks. So Blackwell now the catcher. Batting at 217 and swings and misses at the first pitch and it comes in for a strike, 0-1. So 0-1 count. As a hard hit ball that grounds over Degatti into left field. And, well, there's a hit there from Blackwell. And Jacob Boos walked. He drew a walk. So Boos, the second baseman now with one down. Bottom of the fifth. And Haberstock sets, delivers. And it comes in up.
And also came against Will Haberstock.
1-0 count. One down. 1-0. The 1-0 from Haberstock. And fouls it left side out of play. So a ball and a strike with one down.
decides to go straight up to it.
The 1-1 to Boos. Fouls again, 1-2. So here we go once more. Already one out. Can the Rafters turn this into a double play? Bottom of the order with Boos. Allen is on deck. The 1-2. Low in four ball, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes with one down. Setting and serving is Haberstock. There's a check swing up on the inside. In four ball. 3-2. So the count runs full. Rafters have a winning record here at Athletic Park this season, including last game. They're 2-1. The payoff and a liner up the middle from Boos. So a hit back-to-back hits. Jacob Boos, now he'll take first. Blackwell to second. Top of the order with Dwight Allen. Walked, flew out to left. Rafters in front, though, 5-0.
Dwight Allen.
So around the league right now, you have Madison down 10-4 in the top of the 10th. And then you have Green Bay, who've taken a 1-0 lead against Fond du Lac. So this opens the door for the Rafters here. And improved to the 13-11. Both those teams, they would stand, if it stands, it would stand at 14-12. So that would put the Rafters, given on the win percentage there, put them right there, though. One gone. No balls, a strike. The 0-1 from Haberstock. And lower the zone. Had a ball, 1-1. A ball and a strike. One down. Dwight Allen, the Georgia Bulldog from Alpharetta, Georgia. The 1-1 and a swing and a hard bouncer over to Johnson, who turns to second. The throw from Broussard back to first, and he gets it on a bounce. A double play, a 4-6-3 double play for the Rafters. We head to the top of the sixth. They're in front 5-0. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
So we head to the top of the sixth inning. Rafters turn that inning in the bottom of the fifth to a double play. So a new pitcher, Garrett Lott. So Garrett Lott now in for the Woodchucks. So it's Lott's turn. Five games appeared in at a Bossier Parish Community College. An 0-1 record, six innings of work, two hits, four runs allowed, but five strikeouts. So a guy that his first appearance was July the 5th out of Cleveland, Texas. practice. So the right-hander, who went an inning there, but his best is against Lakeshore on July the 14th, where he went two innings, didn't give up a hit or a run, and four strikeouts. So the right-hander, joining the sophomore. And so leading off, Brendan Bobo is due up. So Bobo now, Rafters in front, 5-0. They've out-hit Woodchucks 10-5. So Garrett Lott, it's his turn now. And looking in and serving, and it goes low at a ball 1-0. So Brendan Bobo walked, grounded out to second, and struck out looking. So he's 0-2. Brendan Bobo, remind you, a grand slam in game one in the right field, where he did that in the sixth. The 1-0 to Bobo, and ducking away in a wild pitch there. And it comes for a ball, 2-0. So 2-0 count here on Bobo. Two runs in the first, a run in the fourth, and then two in the fifth. Rafters back-to-back innings with at least a run. And Bobo cranks this into right field. Heading back all the way is Berkland to make the grab at the warning track. So Brendan Bobo thought about it there for a second. Remind you, if he gets one more home run, he breaks the all-time record of the Northwoods League for home runs. 17 last year, 11 this year. He's already tied it at 28. So Brendan Bobo nearly was there. And this brings up Orlando Lordoy. So one down. An error for Wausau today. And going to work is Lott for a strike. Bobo, though, he was close. That was close. I mean, he got a lot of that ball, similar to what it looked like in for the grand slam in the deep right field. The 0-1, Lordoy fouls it away. Left side, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. One gone. 0-2 is the count. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2. And Lordoy hits a hard ground ball in between the legs of Baker in the right field. Lordoy on his way to second, slips now. The throw to second, the throw back to first. Does he get Lordoy? And he goes behind Baker. So Orlando Lordoy very lucky there. He thought he had a lot of room to take second. He slips and falls down, retreats back to first. Just gets there in the nick of time. So Orlando Lordoy with one gone. So how about that? Lordoy to first, as Lordoy records a single. 11th hit for the Rafters in compared to 5 of Wausau. So Lordoy to first. Garrett Broussard got a hit last time up. And the one before, he's 2-for-3. And he'll swing and a miss. Well, 2-for-2 with a sack fly RBI. No balls, a strike. 0-1 is the count. One down. Looking in is Lott, and a swing and a sharply hit ground ball over to Mitchell at second. Underhands it to Booz in the throw to first, and there's a double play. A 6-4-3 double play. This time we head to the bottom of the sixth. Rafters in front 5-0. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here, or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running.
As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth. Here, remind you, seven innings we go here in game two. Raptors in front 5-0 as Drew Berkland will step in. He'll see a 1-0 count here. Haberstock once more on the mound and throws another ball. So Wausau has to act quick. They've been shut out here for the second straight game, and they're not looking for that to be the case. Already shut out game one 5-0. Now 5-0 here in game two. Raptors have been all over the woodchucks. And out for a strike there, 3-1. So Drew Berkland, who flew out to left, grounded out to a 5-4-3 double play. And there comes a ball down the middle, 3-2. So the count runs here at 3-2. The payoff from Haberstock. And low the zone for ball four. Berkland on his way to first. He draws a walk, and Colin Brigham now, who struck out swinging both two times he's been up. So Will Haberstock, a good outing for him so far. Three innings, 48 pitches, three hits, two walks, and two strikeouts. So here is Haberstock. Looks, serves, and Brigham fouls it off. Back behind home plate, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. Oh, and one is the count. The 0-1 in Brigham in a high, towering, popped-up ball. Degatti looks to chase it down, but it goes into the stands. One lucky fan will get a souvenir. 0-2 count. Brigham in the DH. He's been struggling today. Brigham in game one went 1-for-4. 0-2 is this count, and Haberstock way high up on a fastball above the zone at a ball 1-2. So ball, two strikes. The 1-2 away and above again.
Update from Warner Park, it is the Chinooks who have all of a sudden taken a 12-4 lead over the Mallards.
So two balls, two strikes, a 2-2 count. Haberstock to 2-2, swing and a miss. Brigham went after it upstairs, and he goes down. That's the third time he struck out, and all three of those times have been swinging. Jake Baker now, who had a double and popped out to third. So one out. And Haberstock, yet with his third strikeout. He's tied Paulson each with six strikeouts. And there's a ball. Can't work in on the strike zone. 1-0. Bottom of the sixth, Wausau will have this inning. So they have about five more outs to work with of this one and the next. They can't get five runs. They'll lose once again for their seventh straight game. There's a strike, 1-1. One gone, Jake Baker. Batting a 268. So righty on lefty. And the 1-1 to Baker. And a miss again, 1-2. He swung after that inside, and now Haberstock heading this count. A ball, two strikes. One down. Coming set is Haberstock. He'll kick, turn, and the 1-2 home to Baker. Popped away, left field side.